of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, April 8th, 2024, in the headlines. CCM President Washburn Coffey has raised concerns about the professionalism of the police force following the unexpected arrest of seven American visitors in Dominica.
Wherever it happens, look.
Seven opposition leaders from different Caribbean countries convened in St. Lucia to establish a forum titled The Leader of the Opposition Political Parties Forum. And at least eight people are dead and 10 others are wounded following two Russian strikes on Kharkiv in Ukraine early on Saturday afternoon, regional officials said. The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents for Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
Global, only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Be sure you settle for more. Get up to 35% off Beacon's fully comprehensive vehicle insurance and still cover a whole lot more. Enjoy higher discounts and better coverage for any kind of vehicle, car, SUV or pickup with free loss of use, windscreen cover and special perils. To sign up, call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacon.co.tt and settle for more today.
Washburn Coffey, president of the Concerned Citizens Movement, has raised serious concerns about the professionalism of the Dominica police force following the unexpected arrest of seven American tourists. Coffey emphasized that the incident is alarming to CCM and raises broader questions on universal human rights, particularly for individuals visiting the island to support its tourism sector.
There was a press conference with regards to the Prime Minister and the press. And I was surprised that no question was raised with regards to that recent development concerning the seven Americans. I am very completely surprised. And this matter with the Americans, and as far as we are concerned, we in the CCM, I always like to repeat what we stand for, the voice of the voiceless, for human rights. We stand for universal rights. And to me, in this episode of the seven Americans, there to me was a question of human rights and universal rights. I mean, how could you have people genuinely visiting your country and they would be met with such embarrassment over several hours of interrogation? So this brings me to the question of the professionalism of the police force in that regard to normal, what you would say are normal visitors being subjected to that kind of situation. And up to now, there has been no public apology.
Coffey has emphasized the absence of any formal investigation or public apology from authorities regarding the incident involving the detained visitors. He anticipates that this event will adversely affect the tourism sector and visitor arrivals to the country.
We extended the master technical people. We extended it through the farmers. So the good farmers, what we will do.
And of course, we do apologize for not bringing you this audio clip by Washburn Coffey, president of the Concerned Citizens Movement. Two contractors, Mark Tuse and Stephen Daniel, presently contracted with the MMC Limited by CEO Carl Murad, alleged that they have not been fully compensated for additional works done beyond their contractual agreements. Speaking on Q95 earlier today, Mr. Tuse claims to have met with Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit in efforts to resolve payment issues caused by Mr. Murad. He claims that the issue stems from project changes requested by Mr. Murad, which resulted in additional work and resources being utilized for the completion of five buildings in the Pierbush area as well as some extra woodworks done by Stephen Daniel. Tusa claimed that in January of 2024, he spoke to the Prime Minister, who then advised Daniel and Tusa to write to Carl Murad of MMC Limited, demanding payment from the variations of work completed in allegedly breach of the contract agreed upon by Mark Tusa and Stephen Daniel and Mr. Murad. He added that on January 26, 2024, a letter was sent to Mr. Murad, who never responded until after an intervention by another contractor, who contacted a close aide to Prime Minister's character, requesting the Prime Minister's intervention in the matter. Tusa said an effort was made by Mr. Skerrit and his secretary to resolve the matter, but to date nothing has come through.
It was a difficult thing to get with him. The paper was not answering, we were not getting through. So one of the contractors by Ferdinand Joseph, he had to use his telephone and call to Mr. Emmanuel Lantan. And then he picked up the call and so he told him that he had one of the contractors from Peebush. So he explained what is the matter. So he asked him, if it's one of these guys, I just wrote them the letter. He said, no, the guy who wrote the letter is Tusen. So he said, oh, no, he's going to the media. So he said, oh, wait a while. Can you send me a WhatsApp number, please? Get back to you. So the guy sent him a WhatsApp number. And about 10 to 15 minutes, he fed back the call with a WhatsApp call and said, they will be in Kalibishi. So he will be there too. So come to Kalibishi.
And of course, that was construction contractors Mark Tusa and Stephen Daniel. Speaking at the over $5 million signing contract for the reconstruction of the National Abattoir earlier today, Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, Roland Royer, said his ministry has been working tirelessly to transform the agri-food system by investment in the expansion and construction of key agricultural infrastructure.
Over the past years, the Ministry of Agriculture has been working tirelessly to transform the agri-food system by investing in the expansion of production and the construction of key agricultural infrastructure in an effort to enhance the livelihoods of farmers and farm families and to increase agriculture contribution to GDP. When I refer to the agri-food system, I speak to the entire value chain, which encompasses the primary production of food, aggregation or consolidation, post-service handling, transportation, processing, distribution, marketing, disposal, and consumption. The National Abattoir is a key component of the value chain, which aligns with government's broader vision to reduce the importation of meat and meat products while encouraging the consumption of wholesome, locally produced products.
Mr. Roy added that the purpose of this new abattoir will enable a sustainable development of Dominica's livestock farm.
Investment in this new abattoir is not made in isolation. The government has targeted investment along the livestock value chain to ensure that the necessary ecosystem is created to enable the sustainable development of the livestock sector. Some of these investments include the purchase of over 500 bags of animal feed distributed among 80 pork and poultry producers, the purchase of 18,000 broiler chicks distributed among 45 poultry farmers, the purchase of materials for the construction of resilient pens as a cost of $7.3 million, the rehabilitation of the central livestock farm to ensure that proper breeding stocks are maintained, investment in technology by establishing the appropriate infrastructure to accommodate artificial insemination, the transfer of technology and pest and disease surveillance and management through extension services, and creating the framework that enabled the contractual engagement of farmers to supply pork and poultry to a secured market.
And that was Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, Roland Royer. Addison James received congratulations from Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit for his performance at the 51st Karifta Games in St. George's, Grenada. Mr. James secured a bronze in the under-20 boys javelin competition, placing Dominica in the top three positions at the Games. He placed third in the first round throwing of solid 61.49 meters, 59.07, and a best of 65.50, propelling him to the next round of the competition, where he threw a 60.49 meters, a foul, and his final throw was a 55.28 meters.
Let me also take this opportunity to congratulate young Addison James of Marigot for copping the bronze medal in the under 20. In the under 20 boys javelin at the just concluded Carifta Games held in Grenada. I commend Addison for his exemplary work ethic and wish him continued success in his athletics career.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. On April 7th, CARICOM joined the global community in celebrating World Health Day, a significant occasion aimed at raising awareness and mobilizing action on worldwide health challenges. This year, the theme, My Health, My Right, underscored the critical importance of accessible, affordable, and high-quality healthcare services for all individuals, with a particular focus on addressing inequalities and boosting resilience health systems within CARICOM member states. By investing in these health systems, CARICOM member states can ensure that every citizen has equitable access to quality healthcare services without encountering financial hardships. The theme, My Health, My Right, also serves as a poignant reminder of the essential role of individual empowerment in achieving improved healthcare outcomes. It emphasizes that every individual possesses the fundamental right to make informed decisions, access quality care, and lead a healthy life. This rallying call urges individuals to advocate for themselves and demand substantive changes from their governments and healthcare systems. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website. That's www.q95da.com. Former Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon underscored that one of the initiatives proposed by the former United Workers Administration was the establishment of a fish hatchery on the island, with the goal of replenishing and enhancing the marine ecosystem surrounding the island. However, like several other developmental ideas aimed at advancing the blue and green economy, this proposal was also disregarded when the DLP administration assumed office.
We have got support to build a fish hatchery, a marine hatchery in Donkey Beach. The building is there, well equipped. I don't know if you remember seeing a building in Donkey Beach. That was a marine hatchery. Okay. And the whole idea was to hatch fish, cong fish, lobster, hatch it in that facility and replenish our sea. Wow. And that was technology in 20 years ago, you know. Okay. And we had the support of friendly government to have everything implemented. And that too was gone. I mean, we were thinking of doing thing like crab farming, which is done all over the world, but because of the signature crab back from Dominica, if we could get a crab farming business going, we could also go into a crab back industry.
Carbon additionally highlighted the potential for engaging young individuals in research and product development endeavors that could yield high value commodities. He suggested that such efforts could significantly boost the country's revenue percentage.
There's a lot we can do that will get young people to do research and get systems and whatever and come up with products that can be high priced and bring money for us. But unless you do it as a government, as a country, it's buried, you know? Because we could do crayfish. Somebody was in agouti, breeding agouti indoors. No, agouti is a specialty meat. So we could ask our tourist industry, can now, if we can breed the agouti, then we can let pressure on the wild and we now can have it served throughout the year, yeah. You know? But we need the research, make sure that they know the feed, how to breed them, the health care, and that is why you train people. Because we train 1,000 young people, where are they? You know, they should be coming back to add value to the country, you know? But if you don't create the opportunity, they're not going to be there. So we lose that resource, you know? And that's what our country does. They train the people, and they come back, they use their intelligence and their skills, they do research and add value to their products.
And that was former Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon. Mervyn Alexander, president of the Dominica Teachers Association, has issued a rallying call to all teachers across the island, urging them to join forces and become part of the association's collective efforts to address pressing issues. Alexander emphasized the significance of unity, noting that the number of concerns raised by non-members has risen compared to those brought forth by members. He stressed the importance of solidarity in tackling these issues effectively. He spoke on state-owned radio early this morning.
I call on all teachers who are not yet part of DAT. The time has come for you to get on board. We can only get what we want if we are a united force. And I said DAT is the agency responsible, represents teachers. Whether you are a member or not, DAT represents you. In fact, for the last couple of months, we have represented more non-members than members. Because more non-members came to us with issues than members. Fortunately, they realized the mistake, so they became members. So we fight for all teachers in Dominica. The strength of the association to advocate for teachers and for school educators is found in the unity of our members. Today, more than ever before, there are challenges facing education and educators. So we have to stand up together and fight these challenges. By being part of your professional organization, because we are all teachers, and only a teacher knows what happens in the classroom. And only a teacher can tell you what is going on in the classroom. Somebody from us, I cannot tell you, because they're not experiencing it. So we have to think about those things. This is a teachers' organization representing the interest of teachers.
President of the Dominica Association of Teachers, Mervyn Alexander. In other news, seven opposition leaders from different countries in the Caribbean region convened in St. Lucia to establish a forum titled the Leader of the Opposition Political Parties Forum. Attendees included Alan Shastner from St. Lucia, Dr. Keith Mitchell from Grenada, Dr. Goodwin Friday from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Jamal Pringle from Antigua and Barbuda. Also present were Dr. Sheen Barrow from Belize, Dr. Ronnie Hewood from Barbados, and Roy McTarrett from the Cayman Islands. The primary focus of the initial meeting, according to a statement released, was to emphasize the constitutional significance and the consequent responsibilities attached to the role of the leader of the opposition. Additionally, the meeting aimed to establish a framework for parliamentary oppositions across the Caribbean region to exchange best practices and strengthen their constitutional functions. The gathering unanimously recognized the importance of creating an opposition forum and agreed to extend invitations to other opposition leaders to formalize a regional platform for enhanced collaboration. Speaking at a press conference, Alan Shastner, the United Workers Party leader from St. Lucia, highlighted that many opposition leaders in the region have faced similar challenges, emphasizing that the role of the opposition leader is often misunderstood or vilified instead of being recognized for its constitutional significance in democracy. And two Russian strikes on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, killed 8 civilians and injured at least 10 early on Saturday and in the afternoon, regional officials said. Ukraine's national police said the attack was launched by drones, while regional officers said Russian forces use missiles and bombs.
At least 8 people are dead and 10 others wounded following two Russian strikes on the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv on Saturday, regional officials said. Ukraine's national police said the attack was launched by drones, while regional officials said Russian forces used missiles and bombs. Kharkiv's mayor said residential areas were hit, including high-rise buildings and a gas station. The first strike occurred just after midnight, according to news reports, while a second took place later in the afternoon. This local resident said the explosion woke her up. The fuel station was on fire, she said, adding, "They yelled at me, get out. I stood there and stared. Only later I walked out. There was another explosion and everything started falling." Located in the northeast, Kharkiv has been a frequent target of Russia's assault, with attacks intensifying in recent weeks. Air raid alerts could be heard across the capital, Kyiv, and remained in effect for Kharkiv and most of the country following the strikes. Ukraine's military said its air defenses destroyed 28 of 32 drones and 3 of 6 missiles launched by Russia. It follows deadly strikes on Friday in the southern city of Zaporizhia. Local officials said Russia fired two missiles, then 40 minutes later, fired another three as first responders and journalists were on the scene. Two journalists covering the aftermath of the strikes were among those wounded in the city, which is near the front line in the war with Russian forces. In the east, Ukrainian forces on Saturday said they are still in control of the town of Chasiv Yar. Russia's RIA news agency released a report earlier, citing Russian forces as saying they had entered the suburbs of the town. Ukraine's military said the report was untrue. Russian forces are inching forward in eastern Ukraine after capturing Avdiivka in February. Kyiv's soldiers are trying to dig in, facing long-term shortages of artillery shells with U.S. aid stuck in Congress.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. CCM President Washburn Coffey has raised concerns about the professionalism of the police force following the unexpected arrest of seven American visitors in Dominica. 95. Seven opposition leaders from different countries in the region convened in St. Lucia to establish a forum titled the Leader of the Opposition Political Parties Forum. And at least eight people are dead and 10 others are wounded following two Russian strikes on Kharkiv in Ukraine early on Saturday afternoon, regional officials said.
When it happens, wherever.
The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agent Sobeacon Insurance Limited.
A big station.
I am Fidison Valman.
Top of the hour news.